Beginning current daf, Mesedes Chagiga Dav Zayin, beginning the basic and the Tesmas, the beginning the words of the Gemara, Mevin Shlomim Vein Soim Chalem. That they hold that we bring, the Vishami hold that we bring Shlomim, but you can't lean on them. Where? Because this Viluki Shami Rabim says because they hold like their teacher, Shammai. I'm like, come on, that the Gemara later on, the Tezayin Amarav quotes them from Shammai, Shlo Lismach B'yamtiv, not to lean on the carbon on Yamtiv. V'hilo Ema Lismach, Hil says, yes to do Smicha. Now, that's regarding that part of Ma'ilis, but regarding the other Machlekes that we bring over here regarding the Ma'ilis, Lemetzin, the Pluk, the Pluk, the Hil, Vishami, don't find Hil and Shammai disagreeing in that. That this, that the Vishami still disagree, is not from Shammai and Hil themselves. How do we know this? Because we're in Perikam in the Shabbos, we find the first Perikam in Shabbos after Tezvam and after Lechlu Rab B'Shloshet Dvarim. It says Shammai Hill only disagree in three things. Now Mehid Smicha Parach, they ask what's with that of Smicha. That should be a fourth thing. And we see Machlekes do you lean on Yom Tov. But Mashanah Hill Shabbat, the Gemara has a good answer because that was a prior Machlekes already, and therefore it's not something distinct to Shammai Hill. But in fact, that they only ask regarding Smicha, they don't ask regarding the Eilis Riyah, obviously Shammai Hill themselves did not disagree regarding it. Elav Tamidim Kedmurabim Af Eilis is just that, however, the students, Shammai Hill directly themselves did not disagree, but they received contradictory opinions from their teachers, Af Eilis was regarding Eilis. And Velay or B'nech L'Gubha, either they didn't directly disagree, or B'nech L'Gubha, or the Gears said actually that, and but they did disagree regarding it. Now, Mehid the Perek Shein Be'ya, now, this that's brought in the second Perek in Be'ya, Dav Chofim and Be'ya's Ma'is Be'echim and Tamidi Hill, the student, one of the students of Hill, Shehebi Allah Sebazar, Bechulah, that he brought his Eilis. Is Eilis Re'iyah to the Zar v'chulu. And one of the students of Shammai said, what's this, leaning on the carbon? Says Taisus, who had the muscle of Mazu Eili? Could have just as easily told him, what's this a carbon Eila? Because Beishami holds, forget about Smicha, you can't bring the Eilis Re'iyah in the first place. Shehim Eim Shalai Lo, because they say not to bring it. Eloh Heaven Shai Eila, it's just that he didn't understand that it's an Eila. Avla Smicha, Shara Allah Fanu Hekbet, but the Smicha that he saw that was being done in front of him is Makbet, because any carbon you can not do Smicha. Now, so why wasn't they makbid particular on Hill himself? The Gemara previously there in Be'er brings that Hill himself, that they said, what's going on, Hill? What's this that you're bringing an Oila? Why didn't they ask regarding the Smicha, like regarding that student? Because the Shem Leirah Smicha, maybe they didn't see him doing the Smicha. And therefore they didn't ask regarding that. Or additionally, Shem Elohoyim Moichin, maybe they didn't protest on the Smicha. El Tamid, only for his students, Shay Chalkin, which they were disagreeing with each other. Of Hill Chalkin Rabbim, but Hill who disagreed with their teacher, they can't protest on him because that was their dispute. And therefore, that's why they didn't protest regarding the Smicha. Can you tell us about the beginning of the Gemara? Eilis and Darman and Davis. The amended teaching of the Mishnah is that Eilis that are vows or donations, they're b'moid boys, they can be run on Chalamoid, but believe Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov itself. Because that Beisil might do then commandment, because even Beisil agrees that you cannot sacrifice and darn davas and yamtim. I vote the commandment to come to be this. It says in the first being be David Beisim Adav Hashecher Oilas and Dav Yamtim. Like if someone slaughters an oilat, it's a donation yamtim, he's going to get lashes. And the Gemara says, Dam Lachmani, who is this? It says Bishami, it's Bishami. What do you mean Bishami? I thought Beisil also. But like Mukalaka Beisil, no, it says Taisus, no, they didn't say it's even like Beisil, because then he did Sur Ika, although we're saying that yes, according to Beisil, it's prohibited, but Lav, like there wouldn't be a negative prohibition to get Malkus for. Why? Given this, let me tell you, the meaning of Hasim, since Beisil holds the principle of Mitaych, which says since you could do it for permitted situation, which Shechita is permitted for Eichel Nefesh, so it's permitted even Shalayla to Eichel Nefesh, like in the case of an Eila, and therefore one would not get lashes, and therefore that halacha of that Mishnah would only be according to Beishamit. So it says over there in the second paragraph made of your testament of the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara of that Mishnah, Amr Shem Allah, says, B'Shamisil, do not disagree al oilas in shal yamtiv, regarding oilas that are not of a yamtiv, she'en kerevim, that they're not sacrificed on yamtiv. So obviously B'Shamisil agrees that oilas of the Norman Dovas, which are not specific to yamtiv, are not sacrificed on yamtiv, only the oilas are iyah. Now, question is, V'hod l'hasim ki parach al ula. Now, this is the Gemara asked over there on Ula Dama that he says, Machlik B'Shamis Hill, the Machlik B'Shamis Hill is B'Shamis Chagiga, Lismach B'Chulu, regarding Shamis Chagiga is to do Smicha, etc., which the Braisa that they're asking from, Me Braisa, the Tani Ba Pukta Ashlam Shein Shal Yamte B'Chulu, that is, there's a Braisa that's brought that shows that B'Shil holds that even Shlam that are not of Yamte, which is Ndarm and Adavas, are sacrificed on Yamtim. So, similarly, you could ask this question that they're asking on Ula, that he holds that they didn't disagree, and they have the Machlekes is in the Shama Chagiga of Smicha, So the question is, Mebraisa, the Tanabah Pluktal Shlamim, Shein Shal Yamtiv Bechulu, why do they ask from Mebraisa that says that the Machlekes is on Shlam that's not of Yamtiv, etc.? But actually, Mebraisa, the Hacha, what do you mean? Why don't you ask from our Mishnah directly instead of Mebraisa? Keichad Metatzle, like the way our amended version, which is like the Dimas Chaltaises, they say, Oilis, Norman the Davis, we say the Oilis, Norman Davis, but Maid Boys, Yamtiv Loi, that could be brought on Chalmoid and not on Yamtiv. So you see from our Mishnah that only Oilers and Norman Davis are not brought, but Shlamim would be brought in Yom Tov, which is not like Ula, who said that it's only the Shalmi Chagiga, which is of Yom Tov, but he said, but Shalmi of the Norman Davis cannot be brought. So they asked from a Braisa. One asked from a Mishnah, which we see clearly that the Oilers and Norman Davis cannot be brought on Yom Tov. So, but the Shlamim could be. So on says Taisis kind of time, and the reason is because the divrei like shume braisa, they prefer to ask from a braisa because the masnim had at least there it's explicit. But like they, although we prefer to ask from a mishnah, but like they do you come not through inferences v'chsur mechser v'achitani and the words missing. This is what it's supposed to say because our mishnah is not direct. Our mishnah actually the ambiguous reading does not lend to that. It's only according to the gemara's ultimate revision. So therefore they prefer to ask from a braisa not from a mishnah. Now Taisis asks a question. Says v'hodu lemais lo nedar min davas l'ula. Now back to what ula that we brought in. So this that you cannot bring the Dharma Davis, Laula according to Ula. Dharma that he says Basel according Basel and Kraven Dharma Davis, you cannot bring Dharma Davis. Even that of Shlamim on Yom Tov, but Mishum the Nafik, but Mishum Shlam Simcha can bring Mesamach. Why can't you bring the Dharma Davis of Shlamim if that fulfills the obligation of Shlam Simcha, which it brings you joy on Yom Tov? So that should allow you to bring the Dharma Davis of Shlamim. So Taisa says, "Because look at me, you could explain the shekivat karav simcha kedina. It's really talking about we already brought his shami simcha according to what he had to, and if he's only bringing it for the darm nedavis, therefore that would be a violation according to Ula, even according to Beis Hillel. This is from Barabbi Bochan. Now, Barim Taratz, he gives a different answer. He says, "No, because the loyim b'samach, we didn't say shortly the nafik b'shami simcha in the darm that you could fill your shami simcha in the darm. Elahainu hecha shehikrim mishem simcha. That's only because if you're bringing your darm, you vow specifically because you need meat and you bring it to fulfill your obligation of simcha." But if you bring it for the purpose of your vow, then you did not fill the obligation only because of what you sanctified it for, and therefore that's why you should not bring it in Yom Tov, even though technically you would be able to fulfill the obligation of Simcha. And that's why Ula says, even when Beis Hillel, you should not bring the Shlamim of Nedarim Davis on Yom Tov.